Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Happy freaking Monday, champion. Welcome back to the number one motivational show on planet Earth. Let's get right into it. When was the last time you were thankful for all that adversity you got in your life, for all of those challenges that you've been through? Man, I don't do this enough. I know it's counterintuitive, but man, you got to really think about all of the different, we'll call it the bad stuff, right? The bad stuff that happened in your life and how that molded your mindset, maybe for the bad, but for a temporary. And if it didn't do it for the good long term, then it has to. I mean, really think about that. I'll dive into it. A few stories that have happened personally and professionally to me, really devastating at the time. Had they not happened, I wouldn't be talking right now. There's no way I'd have this podcast. I wouldn't have the mindset to plow through it. And I've always thought of failure as failing. I've always thought, oh man, that sucked. I can't believe this happened. When in fact, failure in its very sense is just an incredible teacher if you're willing to listen. I mean, if you're really willing to look at it and frame it the right way, failing, as society talks about it, is such an amazing teacher and such a money saver. We'll talk about that. First off, make sure, if you haven't gone to my calendar to chat for 30 minutes, make sure you go there, launchwithsam.com. I want to chat with you about your dream. No dream too big, no dream too small. I mean, whatever gets you up at 3 a.m, that thing you think about when you're driving to and from the job or business or dropping the kids off, you're like, damn, I got to get that thing going. Who do I talk to get this thing off the ground? That's me, launchwithsam.com. Book a 30-minute slot. I want to talk to you about it, all right? But I think, man, as recently, and I think the most obvious one, and I talk about this a lot on the show, is our daughter. Had Susan not been born at 1 pound, and gone through that whole 21-day trial at Children's Hospital of trying to breathe and live and eat and all that stuff and dodging so many bullets, I wouldn't be nearly as compassionate today. I'd still be kind of that, I'll figure it out. Yeah, do it. I wouldn't be as good of a coach. There's no way, because I wouldn't have that compassion. I wouldn't have that understanding for what is happening in other people's lives, because it's just, I wouldn't be as effective in what I do. And I think an easy way to frame that is, you know, when you're in that isolette and you're there for 6-8 hours a day just staring at a baby, there's nothing you can do. You can pray over her. You can talk to her. She's not responding. She's just laying there with a tube going down her throat. That's the vent. Another tube going in to feed her and hooked up to every monitor known to mankind. We're talking about a baby at 1 pound. The baby's eyes don't even open at 26 weeks. This baby was born at 24 weeks. So what you do is you see all of these other families that come in and out. Our baby was in a pod, so there's probably, maybe in that particular pod we were in, there might have been 5 to 7 other families from all socioeconomic backgrounds, and these are not good, not for the most part. I didn't witness, first of all, you don't have the Rockefellers or the Bill Gates and his family coming in and out of there. Some babies having babies. I mean, some of them were like teenagers still coming in and out of there with babies in the isolette, in the NICU and stuff. And some were older. Some parents didn't get an opportunity to actually bring their child home. And we've seen that family kind of walk by and just kind of turn your head out of respect. You don't want to gawk. You don't want to be nosy. But that when that family are given just the worst news you could ever be given about your child, they didn't make it through the night, or they took their last breath right there. Mom and dad walk out and you just kind of look the other way, not because you're not interested. You don't want to be that idiot staring at a family when they're going through the most devastating times. And all of that stuff kind of shapes you, you know. And I was still working, obviously, from my laptop at the time. I say obviously because I had a family to feed. I had 3 older girls to feed. I had a wife that was looking to me as a provider. What am I going to do? You know, I can't make excuses. Nobody wants to hear about. They certainly would have understood had I said, hey, I can't speak at this event, or I can't fulfill that that product I sold because I'm just distracted. I think everybody would have understood, but I wouldn't allow that to happen. And it kind of shaped me in two ways. Because if my daughter can fight every day to breathe, I sure as hell can fight for a few hours to work, you know, to provide for my family. And, you know, all of these other people that they didn't ask for this to happen, this challenge in their life that they had a baby in the NICU. And maybe you've had a baby in the NICU, or maybe you've had a parent. I know there's two stages of life, coming in and going out. There's really not a lot of dignity in either, unfortunately, for a lot of people. And you're relying on just society and just the kindness of people and the medical world and everybody to kind of do their thing to rally around to keep you alive and to keep you dignified through either coming into or leaving this life. And nobody's getting out of this life alive, man, I hate to tell you. So we focus and we major in minor things all the time, and we focus on so many things that don't matter, myself included, both hands in the air. Yeah, I'm trying with four daughters, three of them, one daughter graduating high school in a few days from now, next weekend, another one going into 10th grade, another one going into 9th grade. That is a really great pop quiz on how not to major in minor things, because there's a lot of things with three teenage daughters, let's just call it three teenage daughters, that you could get excited about in a bad way, and you got to kind of tame yourself. But let me get back to where I was working out of that NICU, and it really caused me to focus and on my work and be the best, because I had to get stuff done in about half the time that I was normally used. There was no dilly-dallying around. There's no running to get a coffee. There's no chatting on the phone. I just didn't have time. And boy, do you really figure out quickly when you're in adversity how much time matters. You know, how much of those, you know, conversations you're having on the side with people, either quick call on the phone or stuff that you're just wasting time, or people want to complain. You just don't have any time for it. And how much you appreciate and how compassionate you are for people that are going through challenges. So those are just things that I thank God every day for, the environment that I've been given to work in right now, to be able to work from home, to have a satellite office, a drop-in office where I can go, especially when the kids are out of school in the summertime. That is such an incredible blessing, to have vehicles that transport us every day. And, man, I am not getting, superficial, whatever you want to call it. I don't even know the right word. But I'm not going off the rails on this thing. I really do. My wife and I were just talking last week about how freaking grateful we are that we get an opportunity. Are we the richest people in the United States? Hell no. Not even close. We're never going to be. And that's okay to say, by the way. I know every other guru wants to pound it into your head that, you know, you can't, that's minimizing conversation. No, it's not, man. Come on. I mean, if you keep the main thing the main thing, your health, faith, family, money isn't even in the top three. You need it. I get it. You got to focus on it. I just did a podcast a couple weeks ago how important money is. But the love of money, it is the root of all evil. You can't do that, man, because there's no amount of money. And I always ask somebody this question. Oh, I got to get the 10 grand a month. Is that going to make you happy? Oh, I don't know. Well, let me tell you something. As somebody who's had a product launch that's gone to actually $1 million, I was actually more miserable with seven figures coming into my business in the span of 6 weeks than I've ever been in my life. Because more money to me causes more problems. It just does. You have to bring more people into your business. I'm just saying, be careful. If you're a good manager of this stuff, and I can hear it because I used to say the same thing. Oh, give me those problems, Sam. I'll figure it out. You give me $1 million worth of, well, I don't think you will. And I'll tell you why. Because if you're not used to it like me, and you have an influx, I launched a membership site back in 2009. You may have even been a part of it. And it was, I immediately had 1,000 people come in at $97 a month. I don't know what the hell to do. I had 97 grand a month coming in, and it was like, oh my God, I had to hire more people. We had, programming problems, fulfillment problem. It was just, I was putting 10 grand a week on my credit card, and it was crazy because coming out of the bankruptcy in 2005, I had just gotten a couple of credit cards that had maybe 2 grand limits on. I mean, they were giving me nothing, even 5 years later, of credit. But the fact that, look, count your blessings. The fact that I could get credit just 5 years out of a bankruptcy was great. So I had to kind of use PayPal and some credit cards that had minimal lines along with my bank cash. And I was buying, what I was doing was shipping CDs to people, audio CDs. And I was putting about 10 grand a week for, I would say a good 4 to 5 weeks straight, nonstop, on my credit cards, and money was coming in, money was going right out. Money would come into my bank account, and I would literally pay my fulfillment people to send this stuff out, programmers, tech. There was no lead pages and click funnels back then. You couldn't build funnels. You had to pay tech people, programmers, just to keep your site and your membership site up, you know, copywriters and all that. But I look back at that again. I wouldn't want that again. I just don't. I don't need $100,000 a month coming in that way. It's much easier to make $100,000 a month doing what I'm doing right now. And let me tell you, guys, I'm going to do a webinar soon explaining this whole business model. Look on your podcasting app. It's probably how you found this podcast. Just type in motivation and hit search. My show's in the top five. It always is. And if it's not, then it will be tomorrow. It just always is. You can't buy that. You can't pay for that. It's just there because I do a lot of podcasts, and you can do the exact same thing. Like, you could take my model right now and just copy it and go out and make $100,000 a month. It's not that difficult. And again, let me back up. This isn't a podcast about money. You know me well enough. It's just not. But damn it, I'm telling you that you can replace your income and your job real quick if you just follow what I'm teaching. And it's very simple. And a lot of it, well, all of it, 100% of it starts with mindset. And 100% of it is being grateful for what the hell you have right now and not wishing you had a $1 more. Not wishing you had $1 more. Wishing for you to get better, to add more value, so you can earn the right to get that money. You'll get the money. The money is always the easy part. The hard part is changing the mindset to figure out where it is you're going to add this value, your message, the clarity of it, and all of that. You really got to start with a powerful message. So as we kick off this week in the Everyday Saturday Nation, I want to just have you do a few things, all right? Number one, thank yourself. Thank everything about the environment that's been created because of the adversity you've had to go through. Go back to some of the toughest moments. Like I talked about my daughter being born. I talked about that product launch taught me to surround myself with the right people. Don't overextend myself. Don't wish for things that you don't have. Be grateful for what you got right now and simplify your business model. Simplify, simplify, simplify your business model. And if you're going to branch out and you're going to do a membership site, or you're going to do a big video library, audio library, make sure you surround yourself with people who love to do that stuff. Not you. Not you. Just have them report to you. All right. If you've got the budget for that, put somebody in charge that can speak in layman's terms to you. You don't want to be a programmer, a coder, a software person. You want to do what is that you do best. And what I do best is do this right here. Create content, mainly in an audio version. I'm going to start amping up the video game soon as well. Coming into the summer, I'll be working in my satellite office. But even without video, I know what I do well, and this is it right here. I know my limitations, and this is it right here. All right? You got to understand, get that message tight. Get the message tight. What is it? What's the message? What's the result that you bring? You get that tight, and then you create content around that. My God, you're going to be, like I said last week, sitting on a powder keg of success. Make sure you go to launchwithsam.com. Book your 30-minute call. I want to hear about this dream you got working. I believe in you. I really do. I believe in everybody. That's just, if you just got the excitement and the gratitude and the faith around that stuff, that's not kind of woo-woo stuff. That's real. Take it from me, all right? I used to be very ungrateful for the stuff I had. I wish I was more grateful. Hell, I wish I did a lot of things. I wish I would have pulled the trigger in my 20s and started doing this stuff. But I didn't have the confidence, and I didn't have anybody believing in me. Like I've got, I didn't have a podcast I could plug into. I just had my mind, and it was always playing tricks on me, always telling me what I couldn't do, always telling me what was going to, negative stuff that was going to happen. The bottom was going to fall out. None of that stuff ever happened, man. You stay positive. You stay grateful. You treat others very well. Kind. Not saying you be perfect. Nobody's perfect. Nobody's perfect. I know you're going to flub the dub. I get it. So do I all the time. You say stuff, then you hurt people. But then you apologize and you take it back and you just be grateful for what you got. But listen, all right, create a message that's super duper powerful and then build a brand around that message. It's not any more difficult than that. All the other, bells and whistles, the technology stuff and all that, that's all figure outable. It ain't a big deal. There's people on Fiverr right now for $5 that'll do it for you. It's not a big deal. It just isn't. All right, book your call with me. Let's talk about it. At the very least, get out and have an amazing day today. It's Monday, fun day. Every day that ends in Y is your day. Let's get after it. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.